talking about history. You got to talk about Rome. You got to talk about Pompeii. But that's unbelievable with the history they have there. But then if you want to talk about beauty, you got to talk about Florence.
What happened to Venice?
Venice is very nice, but the canals, especially lit up at night, are very nice. But historically, doesn't have as much oomph. And when you start talking about architecture and beauty and everything, Florence has got to be.
What about the category of cuisine?
Cuisine was excellent no matter where we went.
Well, then you can't leave anything out then, I suppose. And I guess you'd probably go back.
Now, there are plenty of places in the world that I haven't seen. And before I did a repeat, there are some places that I would like to see for at least the first time first. But I could see myself going back and picking one city or two cities, not do the whirlwind tour like I did this time, but go there and just relax, see some of the architecture in depth, go out in the countryside, just relax.
Well, you know, you always get out into Tuscany, or I guess you're at Locarno in northern Italy is very nice. And the Swiss border is also, as you know, very nice. And of course, you can go back to the Amalfi Coast without the bus. So, as you say, there are lots of great things to do and places to visit. But, no pied-à-terre in Florence?
First, you're going to have to translate pied-à-terre for me, because I'm not 100% certain what it means before I answer that one.
You know, a small apartment where you can visit and, you know, take it in like a native.
I didn't put any down payments down, but I understand that the school owns a place somewhere in Italy that people can get to, but I don't remember under what circumstances.
Well, to find out, you'll have to let me know. Sounds intriguing. Anyway, we've been talking about perhaps heading in that direction the next year, and probably take my daughters along, particularly the older one, who had a minor in Italian in college, quite fluent in Italian now. That would, I'm sure, be a plus. I can get by a little bit in French.
Well, the French won't help you in Italy. Having Italian would help in Italy, but most of the people speak enough English that you can get by. But here's the question. Are you going just the family, or are you on your own, or you're thinking of going on one of the tours?
Well, I have to admit, we've never done a tour. We've always charted our own. But I guess we would consider all possibilities.
You know, going on this tour was from the point of view of getting into places and so on, it made it very painless, because when you go into certain areas with an organized tour, you jump lines because you have reservations. For example, we went into the Vatican, bypassed a very long line early in the morning, but we bypassed that long line already. And same thing with the Colosseum, because we had reserved ticket times.
Well, I guess that's a plus, but then you're, you know, committed with the group, and I guess it probably is the most efficient way to do things and see the most, but I know, for each his own. We've never done it that way. Doesn't mean we won't do it the next time. Anyway, it sounds like you're endorsing it.
If it's the first time to a country, I would recommend doing the tour because you don't know what to see. You don't get to see anything really, really, really in depth because they keep you moving. But it's like taking a survey course. You go back and then you go into details later on. The nice part about the tour company that we went on, every city we had some time to ourselves to do what we wanted to do.
Well, that sounds like a sign of a good tour. They, you know, strike a good balance between organized time and time to do things on your own. Anyway, that would certainly be appealing to us. So, in the springtime, probably a great time to be there because I'm sure you avoided most of the tourist season.
Yeah, but unfortunately, because we were there early, we went a few weeks ago, some of the things weren't open yet. Right now would be the perfect time, the week after, week or two after Easter.
All right. Keep that in mind for next year. Anyway, I guess it's not exactly time to stretch out on the beach, but that's probably not why you went there.
But then you got to keep in mind that the Italian government regulates the use of air conditioning. They were not legally allowed to turn it on yet. So if it hit warm weather, you got to open the windows in the hotel.
Well, I guess that's the new European economics. And I guess you do what you have to do.
So, we've been warned, don't go to a place like Italy in July and August, even when they have the air conditioning on. It's not air conditioning like we're used to.
I think the same is true in France and other countries, unless you stay at very high-end places. But as I say, that's part of the charm.
I think charm would work on my ability to sleep. I don't do well in sleeping in 90-degree heat.
Well, it's amazing what you would get used to if you had to, and I'm sure you'd have a fan. But I agree, not the most comfortable way to enjoy a vacation.
Yeah. And in a few weeks, I have a wedding to go to that I have to travel for. I got to go to the Brazilian consulate and get visas because I'm traveling for a wedding.
Well, that sounds pretty exotic, going down to the coast, Ipanema Beach.
The wedding itself will be in the Museum of Art, and we will be in Rio down the block from Copacabana Beach.
Well, hope the air conditioner is working when you get there.
Got to remember, we're going into summer. They're going into what is considered their winter.
Yes, but you're still a lot closer to the equator.
I've checked into it. The weather there should be about what it is here now at the warmest. You know, a day like today would be considered warm for there right now.
Well, you're just the sophisticated world traveler. Anyway, sounds like that'll be fun. Hopefully you'll get some extra time off to do some sightseeing in Rio and enjoy the samba.
This is going to be an interesting trip because we're going down specifically for the wedding. My wife has family in Brazil. Her grandmother is the only one who got to the United States from Russia. The rest of the family ended up in Brazil because of U.S. immigration policies at the time. So we'll be visiting her family. What happens?
Well, I'm sure that'll be great. Better than a tour, because they'll show you things that you probably wouldn't normally see.
The only cousin that she has there that she really knows is the father of the groom, so I got a feeling he's going to be a little bit on the busy side.
Well, perhaps you'll find out. They may have it all taken care of. Anyway, sounds like you've become the world traveler, and that's great. And trying to think, are they same time zone as New York, or must be very close to it?
I think Rio is plus 1 hour to us if they're on the daylight savings time at all.
No, I forget, Gary, do you have HF?
Negative, I have a tech license.
Because I guess in the last 2 months I've made quite a number of Brazilian contacts, so I was going to say you probably could get some advice from colleagues on the... in the HF world. Anyway, that's great. And you're going to have like a week off to do that?
Yeah, we're going to fly out on a Sunday night, arrive in Rio on Monday, and then fly out of Rio on Saturday. I'll get back here Sunday morning the following week. Jet lag and back to work on Monday.
Very nice. Well, you'll have to bring back some artwork for your office.
We'll see. I haven't printed any of the pictures from my Italian trip yet. I have them in the iPad so I can show people. Some of the scenery is unbelievable that I have, especially when we went up into the mountain area. A lot of the pictures were just, you know, they're good for memories, but they're not good for artwork.
Well, that's why they have all those editing functions and the delete button. If you don't like them, you don't have to keep them. And with the digital format, that makes it very easy. I'm curious, how do you transfer your photos to the iPad?
Inside iTunes, I have set up a link to a folder on my computer that I dedicate for that. Any photo that goes into that folder, if I synchronize the iPad with my computer, will automatically show up in the iPad.
Very nice. And then do you use, like, iPhoto or some other... software in your computer?
I do not have an Apple computer. I have a PC-based computer. And I have two pieces of very nice editing software. I've never even installed any of the stuff that came with the camera. I've got Adobe Photoshop and Adobe Photoshop Lightroom. They work hand in hand. And there ain't nothing you can't do to a picture if you really wanted to do it.
Yeah, it's a good product. I've used it, although on the Apple computer, I prefer software which it may only be available for the Apple, I'm not sure, something called Aperture, which, like Photoshop, is and related, and other software, very extensive array of possibilities, and I don't think I'll ever learn how to do everything it can do, but it certainly does everything I need. Anyway, I haven't yet. I just got an iPad a few months ago. I haven't figured out how to sync the photos yet or put them on the cloud. And I guess I'll figure that out. It doesn't sound like it's too difficult.
If you physically plug the iPad into your computer, iTunes should open up. And then when you click on the symbol that's supposed to be your iPad, not what's on your computer itself, there will be tabs that will show up at the top, one of which will control your photos, and it will say sync all photos on the computer or a selected folder. And once you click on selected folder, you can choose what folder. And any photo that's in that folder will end up syncing to your iPad. You can do the same thing with an iPhone, and you can keep them separate. Or you could use what is called Photo Stream that will go through the cloud and automatically sync anything on your computer, iPad, and iPhone.
I like the idea of using the cloud, which I kind of do indirectly now. For example, I've been taking a lot of photographs for my daughter's lacrosse team, and I put it on Google to share with all the parents. But, you know, I can pull it up on the Internet anytime. But this sounds like a better idea, a little more private. Anyway, I'm on the FDR, just south of 96th Street. I'll be under Gracie Mansion in a minute, so I may get a little garbled when I do that.
I've been utilizing my NYU email account, Google Docs. It comes in very handy when I want to do things. For example, yesterday I created a spreadsheet has appointment times. I publish when I'm available, and if my students need to meet with me, they can go in and just put their name into a time slot, and now they have an appointment. I made the spreadsheet available to the students.
Well, that works. I still like to do it the old-fashioned way, and I have it gone through my, they contact my assistant. I use Microsoft Office and their calendar, and my secretary and all my other computers are all linked.
Yeah, for my, you know, for appointments like that, yeah, I do the same thing. I've got, I use Microsoft Office, and using the Google Apps, calendar shows up on my iPad, my iPhone, my personal computer at home, my laptop. Calendar shows up everywhere. But this is something I don't want the students available, and I don't have someone who's going to make appointments for me.
Well, sounds like you had a good solution. Anyway, I do very much the same and synchronize all these different calendars, and it's pretty good. It's not always perfect for all the features, but it's probably about 96% good.
If you were using the exact same product on all the computers, it probably would synchronize seamlessly. For example, if I used an Apple desktop, an Apple phone, an Apple iPad, it would probably work perfectly through the cloud using their calendar.
Yep, but the medical center is mixed. And I don't know about you, but I use a BlackBerry. I do have a Mac in my office, but I also have a PC because some things just don't run on the Mac. So I guess we're not there yet.
N2UZB. N2UZB. Recognize N2ZEP here. All my computers are PC-based. My phone is an iPhone, and my tablet is an iPad. And when you use Google as an interface, it gets kind of funky at times because they don't always play together 100%, all those three platforms. But for the most part, I got what I want. ZB, pick it up and hand it over to Peter.
Morning, Peter. Not sure who else is out there. Peter, I got that new D-Star Radio 31, and it's a great little radio. It really is nice. Tell you about it. Peter, pick it up.
Oh, very nice, Naft. Unfortunately, I'm about to pull in the garage, but I know it's a great little radio. Anyway, let me say 73 to you and to Gary. And I guess Gary must be getting close to the Midtown Tunnel, but I'm definitely half a block from the garage here, so... Good day, gentlemen. KC2, KKX clear. Over to Gary.
7-3, Peter. Nice talking to you. Next time I'm late and you're early, we'll meet up again. UZB, I think the name is Knopf.
That's correct. How are you doing today?
Doing okay, Knopf. Peter's right, I'm not that far from the Midtown Tunnel, so I won't be here with you long.
Okay. It is what it is. Maybe somebody else will come along. I'm sitting in traffic on the merge from the Harlem River, High Borough. So over to you.
Yeah, I'm slugging it out the last mile or so to the Midtown Tunnel on the LIE. This is what I get for oversleeping. I gotta go through this traffic.
Okay. You're actually near my office. My office is in Greenpoint. If I were coming with the LIE, I would get off of Greenpoint Avenue and shoot into Brooklyn. I've got a little more traffic than usual. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's about normal. Since the last few weeks have been pretty clear. Got spoiled.
The last few weeks, the various schools have had off for their spring breaks. Now we don't have anything to look forward to as far as lightning traffic until the schools are out for the summer. We got about another month and a half to go before we start seeing it lighten up with the colleges, and 2 months to go before we see it lighten up with the elementary schools.
Oh, that's true. So, and then we have July and August, which are usually much better months, except for Friday afternoons. Everybody's making a getaway for the weekend. Oh, well. What do they say, when all else fails, ham radio's here, something like that?
As long as you're not driving next to a cop who's eyeing you with a microphone up your mouth.
Yeah, that's why you keep a copy of the motor vehicle law. Copy of the law that about cell phones that specifies and excludes two-way radio.
I know. I got it in my glove compartment. just in case they ever get stopped. But if a cop needs to write his ticket quota, you're getting the ticket. Go tell it to the judge.
Yeah, I got that ticket one time. Actually, I lied. I really was on the cell phone. But I did point out to the cop that he didn't see me clearly, and I said I was on the ham radio. I said I was, I fibbed a little, quite a bit actually. I said I was taking part in a drill for emergency preparedness. I always go to traffic court with a lawyer. And my luck, the lawyer's brother was a ham radio operator, and the judge knew something about ham radio, and he knew the law. And he reamed out the cop. Go read the law before you write tickets. And he threw the ticket out. You never know. Back to you.
Well, the best thing of all, if you want to avoid those things, is if you've got a shield in your wallet, and it doesn't have to be a police shield. Some of them actually do recognize shields from other agencies.
Yeah, not always. I'm in the fire alarm business, and I know a number of years ago, a guy who's a deputy chief inspector in the New York City Fire Department fire alarm unit, a number of years ago when he was still a regular inspector, and he was driving a fire department vehicle, red and white. And he got pulled over by a cop, and he ended up, they arrested him. They accused him of impersonating. It was all racially motivated. I think he actually got promoted to deputy chief because of that incident, because the city didn't want it to get into the newspapers. So they, pacified him. Although, he was in line for it anyhow. But he had the shield and, the ID, and he told me how they wanted to take his shield, and he said, you're going to have to lock me up first, so they did. Only for an hour or so, because then a deputy fire commissioner came down to get him out, but the cop got reprimanded and so on, but these cops, they go out of control, a lot of them.
Now, I'll speak to you next time. I'm at the Midtown Tunnel toll booth, so it's time to say 7-3. And to Zeddy, be clear.
Okay, have a great day. Then to you, Zeddy, clear and standing by.
Next tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the L Repeater. This is the W2 Amateur Radio Repeater. Warning, the time is 7:10 a.m.
W2CAC Mobile Listening.
W2OSR, K2QB, thank you.
Good morning, W2. Repeater. Net tonight at 8:30 WQ.
Thank you.